hillside.
Hey, Scott, this is Adam. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, it's Adam from the Outdoor Show.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. This is Scott, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the right guy. I thought I'm starting to differentiate between you and Lance a little bit.
Well, now you won't have to worry about Lance. He's gone.
He is?
Yeah, he's gone.
All right. Well, is there any way you and I could talk some fishing right now? How busy are you?
Not too bad.
It sounds like you're having a party in there.
Well, it's kind of,
It is a party store, right?
We've got a few people in here.
You guys tapping a keg there or what?
Oh, I wish. I wish.
All right, well, tell me what's going on. You had some cold weather. It's just getting into that cold weather stretch last time you and I talked on the air.
Everything's pretty well tightened up in the whole bay here.
Really?
All the ice is good. Yep. Maybe a little bit of slush here and there, but the ice is good and all.
Powell's Point to Sunset Point, all that?
Everything.
Really?
I don't know. Sand Point, I haven't been out to Sand Point yet. That's the only spot I haven't been. But everything else is plenty good enough.
So the fishing's incredibly good, right?
It's good. There's definitely a lot of fish being caught.
Well, that's better than I was expecting to say.
It's definitely, it was slow there for the last, about 2 weeks ago. It was extremely slow for a while, and now it's really in the last week. It seems like we've been hearing a lot of good reports and a lot of decent fish caught instead of a lot of little ones.
Is it the best
fish?
Is it as good as you've ever seen it right now?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Nope. But it's better than what it was. For the whole year so far, this has been the best time right now.
Well, run down a few spots that you can tell the listeners to think about heading to.
I'll tell you what, and it's usually not the best spot, but the city dock, it sounds like a lot of guys are doing well down at the city dock.
Really?
Catching a few bigger white fish, a lot of splake. That seems to be a really good spot right now.
So how far off the dock are they?
They're probably 200 yards off the dock, I'd say, maybe three.
Straight out in the bay or toward the river?
Yep.
Or?
Nope, straight out into the bay.
Okay, and how deep
maybe
of water
off
is that?
Maybe off to the west of the dock a little bit, maybe, and then straight out.
Okay, and how deep of water is that right there?
That's about 45 to 50.
So not too deep?
No, it's not very deep.
And how are they fishing them, the single legs or Swedish pimples? What's going on?
Both single legs and Swedish pimples. Tipping the pimple with a minnow head or a waxworm on a few of them, an egg. They're using both, actually, and they're doing pretty well on both of them. A lot of guys are setting up tip-ups for the splake with shiner minnow on them.
Okay. Suspending them or putting them off the bottom? Where are they putting them?
Suspending them and off the, a couple feet off the bottom.
Okay. And is there a specific depth they're trying to hit with the suspended minnow? I mean, 30 feet?
No, because the splake are everywhere. They're in every depth. It's just luck of the draw.
Well, that sounds really good. I really appreciate you taking a moment and talking to us, Scott. And
no problem. And anytime, like I said, give me a call. We'll give the report anytime.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Have a good one.
Take care. Scott from Hillside Party Store. Always good with the information, and of course, they got all your bait needs taken care of. Hillside Party Store, by the way, if you're wondering where it is in Munising, it's toward Christmas right there on M28 as you're coming into Munising.